Colossians 2:8 says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." When scientists speak of anything in the terms of the infinite, they are actually promoting mythology and not science. It is a false religion of the infinite. But if you read what philosophers and even some wearing the label of scientists write, you'll see that many try to complicate the issue to make it appear as though there is a manner of thinking in which the infinite is more than just an unknowable, unlimited number. It is philosophy and vain deceit. The infinite is not a measure, but is the idea of the immeasurable. Only God is infinite. God is timeless. You cannot speak of the existence of God in terms of numbers. You can't say God has been around for X number of years. We are told in Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Everything has a beginning except God. And God is there at the beginning of everything. But God was also there before the beginning. He was always there. Always. There was never a time since time began that God was not there, and God was there before time was created, and God will always be. Time itself is limited, and after the judgment, time will end and eternity will begin. During the time to come, called the Great Tribulation, also known as Daniel's 70th week, the book of Revelation tells of an angel who speaks of the end of time, and in Revelation 10:5-6, he's speaking about that time. We read, "And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer." And when the book of Revelation ends, we're told that there will be identifiable months in Revelation 22:2, where it says, "In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." But this new measurement of months will evidently not be measured by numbers. As we then read in verse 5 of Revelation 22, that the sun, day and night, and any other measure of time that we now use is no longer present. The text says, "And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." In other words, there is no measure for days and nights, and the reign of the saints with God will go on into infinity, forever and ever. There is the biblical idea of the infinite that is centered on God Himself. Everything else is created and has a beginning. And man has a beginning, but will exist forever, either in heaven with the infinite God, or in hell, suffering infinite separation from God and torment. In Christ, we have infinite glory ahead of us. Without Christ, the infinite only offers damnation. And even those who toy with the concept of the infinite without God have nothing but darkness and emptiness to look forward to. There are even websites like infinitetime.org dedicated to dealing with the philosophical questions of time from a pseudoscientific worldview. And when you read the materials on these sites, it's just dark. Life is just a matter of doing something in time, and then death ends it all, forever. But Revelation 22:13 quotes Jesus saying, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." The infinite in science is an exercise in fiction. That's why we're told in our text, Colossians 2:8, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Christ is the only true infinite. In Christ we have eternal life. Don't be derailed by the religion of the infinite in pseudosciences. Be in a relationship with the one and only infinite God, known in the person of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.